So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Hasheretz, Metamen Lachen, Ve'im Metamen Yevashin. A rodent or dead insect transmits Tumah only when it is moist, but not when it is dry. Rish Lakish says, however, Sheretz Sheyavish B'Shilda Kayem is Tameh. A dry Sheretz whose body is still intact does transmit Tumah. And the Gemara reconciles the ruling of Rish Lakish with that of the Mishnah as follows. Habakulon Habimiktsasan. If the Sheretz is whole, it is Metamen even when Yavish. But if the Sheretz is in pieces, it is not metame when yavish, because there are two contradicting psukim regarding Sheretz. One pasuk states, "Kalanegeya behem b'meisim yitma ad ha'erev." The word behem implies only a complete Sheretz. And the other pasuk states, "Ashiyipu mehem al teiche." The word mehem implies even part of a Sheretz. And the Braisa reconciles and explains the two psukim. Kam balach, kam b'yavish. If the Sheretz is moist, even part of a Sheretz is metame. But if the Sheretz is dry, only a whole Sheretz is metame. Similarly regarding saruf, a burned Sheretz. Rish Lakish rules, Sheretz Shenisref Vishilda Kayem is Tame. While Abraisa rules, Nimtza Sheretz Saraf Agabe Azesim Tahiran. And the Gemara reconciles the ruling of Rish Lakish with that of the Abraisa as follows. Habakulin Habamiktsasim. If the Sheretz is whole, it is Metame even when Saraf. But if the Sheretz is in pieces, it is not Metame when Saraf. The Gemara proceeds to provide the sources for the Mishnah's ruling Hazav, Vahania, Vahareik, Vahasheretz, Vahnavela, Vashach Vazera, Metamin Lachin, Vein Metamin Yevashin. Hazayv, because the pasuk says v'zoyz tia tumasa b'zayvay ror b'sarei azayvay. The word ror means running or dripping. V'haniya v'harayk, because the pasuk says v'chiyarek hazav b'tar v'tamei ad ha'erev, and saliva is moist. V'hasheretz, because the pasuk says eila tameim lachem b'chol hasheretz kol negei behem b'moisam yitma d'erev ke'ein misa. At the time of death, it is moist. V'hanavela, because the pasuk says v'chiyames min abehema hanegei b'nevlas yitma d'erev. Ke'ein misa. At the time of death, it is moist. V'ashich v'zera haru'uy lahazriya. The word zera implies that it can produce a child. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah, which after teaching that Hasheretz, and the others mentioned above, metamen lachen ve'ein metamen yevashin, they're not metame when dry, the Mishnah qualifies as follows. V'michayin lahashrez v'lachzul k'moish shehein, metamen lachen u'metamen yevashin. If soaking the Sheretz would bring it back to its original state of moisture, the Sheretz transmits tumah even while dry. And v'kamehi shriyasan, but patient me'es le'es. The soaking must be done in lukewarm water for 24 hours. I think Mar cites a machlekes regarding patient me'es le'es. Yehuda ben Nekusa says, t'chilasei afapi she'in seifei me'es le'es. The water must be lukewarm only at the beginning, but it does not need to be lukewarm for the full 24 hours. While Reb Shimon Gamliel says, shrichin shiyu patient me'es le'es. The water must be lukewarm for the full 24 hours. The Mishnah taught, basra ha'me'es metamen lachen u'metamen yevashin. B'Yisi, however, says, Basar ha'meis yavish, ve'in yochel lahashus v'lachz l'kamay shahaya, tar. If the basar ha'meis was dry to the extent that soaking would not bring back its moisture, it is tar. Shmuel qualifies and says, tar melatame b'kizayis, av matame tumas rekev. The basar ha'meis is only not matame as basar ha'meis in the amount of a kizayis, but the basar ha'meis is matame as rekev, decay of the mace in the amount of a ladle. Zok the Mishnah, Hasheret shenimtze b'mavi metame l'mafreya, at sheyemer bedakti es ha'mavi hazeh v'lo hoyu boi sheretz oy achas kibud. The sheretz was found in an alleyway. All taras previously in this mavi are tummy between now and back to the last checking of the mavi with no sheretz, or back to the last sweeping of the mavi. Similarly, v'chein kesem shenimtze b'cholik metame l'mafreya, at sheyemer bedakti es ha'cholik hazeh v'lo hoyu boi kesem oy achas kibud. If a woman found a bloodstain on her garment, all taharas that she previously touched are tame between now and back to the last checking of the garment with no kesem, or back to the last washing of the garment. The Mishnah continues, "Metame bein lach bein yavish." Both the sheretz and kesem are metame l'mafrei until this point, regardless of whether they were moist or dry. Reb Shimon disagrees and says, "Hayavish metame l'mafrei v'halach ein metame elat shas sheheyochel lavsav elias lach." Regarding a sheretz, yavish is metame l'mafrei until shas kibud. Lach is metamel mafreya only to the point that the sheretz would still be moist, but not earlier, even though it was la'achar kibud, because then the sheretz would be dry and not moist. Rabbi Loza adds, however, regarding kesem, lach nami metamel mafreya. Even a kesem that is lach is metamel mafreya until shas kibud, because emer yavish hayu umay enafel ala. The kesem could have come earlier and dried up, but then the kesem was re-moistened with water. The Gemara inquires regarding both shratzim and kesamim. Ibailu, achas kibud v'kibus cheskasei badak. One who sweeps a mavi and washes a beged specifically checks for sheretz and kesem, or cheskasei miskabedu miskabes. One does not specifically check for a sheretz and kesem, but we assume that sweeping and washing disposes of everything, including a sheretz and kesem. And there are two distinctions. Amar kabed v'kibus v'le badek. If a person clearly says that he swept the malbe and washed the beged, but did not check for his sheretz and kesem, if cheskase badek, holei badek, he did not check. Therefore, we must be concerned that there is another sheretz from there from before and even earlier tyrus or tummy. But if cheskase miskabit, a miskabit, he swept the malbe and washed the beged. Therefore, we need not be concerned that there is another sheretz there from before and even earlier tyrus or tummy, because everything was certainly removed. The second distinction. Dishtakeach buguma. The sheretz are found in a hole. Or dishtakcha besitra. The kesem is found in a fold of the garment. If cheskase baduk manda baduk buguma besitra nami baduk. One who checks also checks inside the holes and folds. Therefore, we need not be concerned that there's another sheretz there from before and even earlier tyrus or tummy, because he would have found it. But if cheskase miskabedu miskabes, guma loy miskabda besitra loy miskabes. One does not sweep inside the holes and one does not wash inside the folds. Therefore, we must be concerned that there's another sheretz there from before and even earlier tyrus or tummy, because he did not check. And the Gemara concludes, cheskase baduk, as the Braisa states, shecheskes b'nei Yisrael baitkin mevoisein b'shas kibudeim, and shecheskes b'nei Yisrael baitkes chilukein b'shas kibusein. And the Gemara discusses machlekes in the case of ve'im loy baduk, if one did not check during kibud and kibus. The Tanakama holds, have seydi l'mafreya, the sheretz and kesem are metam l'mafreya from even before kibud b'kibus. Or Rebacha holds regarding kesem, tachse b'tich b'senu, im nitcha marisa b'yodua shalach ha-kibus, v'mla b'yodua shalifnei ha-kibus. She should rewash the garment. If the color fades, this indicates that the kesem was from after kibus. If the color remained the same, this indicates that the kesem was from before kibus. And Rebbe holds, ein adema kesem shalach ha-kibus, l'kesem shalifnei ha-kibus. Even without rewashing the garment, one can see whether the kesem is from after or before the kibus, because shezem makdir v'zem maglid. A kesem from after kibbutz penetrates the insert of the beged, while a kesem from before kibbutz remains on the surface of the beged. Zok the Mishnah, kol ksamim haboyim mirekim taharin. Ksamim found in the city of Rekim are tahar, because shehin akum v'damin tar. These people are non-Jews, whose dam nida is tar. While Rabbi Yehuda mitamim emnei shehim geirim v'toyin. Yehuda disagrees, and holds ksamim found in Rekim are tamim, because there are converts who err and are not careful to put away their ksamim. And the Mishnah continues, haboyim mibein ha'evdi kechavim taharin. Ksam found among non-Jews are tahar, while mibein Yisrael and mibein akutim tmein. Ksam found among Jews or kutim are tamei, because kutim geri emesin. The kutim are full-fledged converts and dumb and tamei. And hanimtzayin ba'ari Yisrael taharin. Ksam found in cities of Jews are tahar, because shloi nechshedu al kismei and vatsnu matznilu. The Jews put away their ksam to prevent the spread of tumah. Therefore, those found are from different sources of dam. While hanimtzayin ba'ari kutim, ksam found in cities of kutim, there's a machlekes. Remeir mitame, denechshdu al kesmeim. Because the kutim are not careful to put away the ksam, therefore you must be concerned that these are dam nida. Vacham metarin shalei nechshdu al kesmeim. Because the kutim are careful to put away the ksam, therefore we need not be concerned that these are dam nida.